Lasts forever on my buns. Only super lego when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin's Super Mega Roll is 6 regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Head in the zone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven analytics, 5-star bets, and insider info for just one day so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, all for less than $3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Attention, Class A CDL truck drivers. U.S. Foods, one of America's largest food distributors, is looking for full-time Class A CDL delivery drivers in the Memphis area. Not only do we offer a $10,000 sign-on bonus, but you'll build a career with a company that's leading the food service industry. We offer top pay and no waiting period for benefits like medical, dental, and vision. Best of all, you'll get a $10,000 sign-on bonus. Join U.S. Foods for our hiring event in Memphis, Saturday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 5900 East Holmes Road. If you're 21 years old with 6 months of commercial driving experience, don't pass up this opportunity. Join U.S. Foods for our hiring event in Memphis, Saturday, May 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 5900 East Holmes Road. Or call a recruiter to RSVP 847-720-2525. Give U.S. Foods a call at 847-720-2525 or apply online at usfoods.com/careers. That's usfoods.com/careers.
Hi, folks. Good news from the Chevy Sheriff for truck buyers. It's Chevy Truck Month at the Sunrise Chevy Range. Rebates up to $7,500 and discounts high as $10,000. Bankrupt, bad credit, it's okay. Sunrise specializes in secondary financing. Need a good used truck? Remember, Sunrise Chevy specializes in used cars and trucks under $15,000. Chevy trucks cost less at the Sunrise Chevy Range partner. Find new roads to 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville. Check out the all-new Sunrise Truck Corral. Huge selection of nothing but trucks. All makes, all models, all prices, all trucks, all the time. Next to Sunrise Wolf Chase.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Out of bed. Shoes. Off to work, no time to lose. Last night I had fun, but I'm a sleepy one today. So it's off to work, I hate to go.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's
but I just took off.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
How I like to stay.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Skippin' Work Today by Eddie Kendricks, former Temptations co-lead singer, going solo there in the mid-70s. That is for the Grizzlies starting lineup who... unofficially, nothing official so far, but I'm guessing they may get to skip work today.
Who do you think's going to start today?
Let's go with Tyus Jones at the one.
Uh-huh.
Desmond Bane at the two. John Conchar at the three. Brandon Clark at the four. And Xavier Tillman Sr. at the five.
And who else is going to play? So no D'Anthony Melton? Not going to play?
So command rotation, man. That's how we do. And so it's going to be Tim Frazier as the backup one.
Yeah.
D'Anthony Melton as the backup two.
Uh-huh.
Justice Winslow as the backup three. Killian Tilly as the backup four. And Jontae Porter as the backup five.
And how, putting aside everything else, how interested will you be in tonight's game? Will you watch?
I suspect I will DVR it and forward through it later. It's a Friday night, and I'm not having to write about the game, and like I'm sure my wife and kids will have things they would prefer me doing than sitting in front of the TV watching the Grizzlies. So we'll probably get some takeout.
It'll be kind of fun to see some of those.
Have a family movie night or something.
It'll be kind of fun.
No, I'm interested in particular in seeing Jontae Porter play in non-garbage time.
Right.
I mean, you could argue the whole game's garbage time, but still, I'm to see Porter play in a normal rotation, because the only time we've seen him all season has been in, like, you know, 3 minutes at the end of a game. And, like, to me, that stuff is of very little value. And, like, does he have some future beyond this season? Like, I really have no idea. But it'd be interesting to see him play, like, you know, 20 minutes in a game and see what that looks like.
This will be an interesting one tonight as it sets up, obviously, the game Sunday as the Grizzlies win last night. It was messy, but it came down to, and I gather you are writing about them, but it is not up yet. Dylan and Jonas, is that correct?
Have written, yeah. I finished it up and filed it during the game last night, and so I presumably it will be put up sometime today.
All right. So those two, obviously immense. And by the way, were you already writing about them and it just dovetailed beautifully into your...
Oh, yeah. You know, it'll be clear when the column comes out that it was written before the game because, A, it's 2,000 words long. And there's, you know, it wasn't an off-the-cuff, hey, these guys are having a good game, let's write a column about it. It was all basically written yesterday afternoon.
All right. So, and are you calling them their MVP? Who are the Grizzlies' MVP?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care as much about this, and so people may try to argue with me about it, and I don't really care to argue. It's more of a framing device to write about those two guys, but I do sort of call them the co-MVPs of the season. I sort of say that, you know, earlier at the All-Star break, I'd anointed Kyle Anderson the MVP of the first half, and if I were doing strictly a second-half MVP, it'd be John Morant, but over the course of the entire season – these are the point I made, and there's statistics to back this up. And I didn't cite a lot of specific stats. I didn't want to get too in the weeds. I wanted to be a little bit more readable than that. But if you look at on court, off court stuff for the team, you know, we compare how you play with the player on court and then versus off, and like do the subtraction or whatever. There are three players in the rotation who have actually had a positive impact on both offense and defense. One of those is D'Anthony Melton, who like you know plays like 15 minutes or whatever. But the two that have had the positive impact on both ends of the floor who play heavy minutes are Dylan Brooks and Jonas Valanciunas this season.
Good years for both. Surprising for both. Let's take them individually. Let's take Jonas's year. What do you make of Jonas's year?
Jonas, this is his ninth season in the NBA, and it is the best season of his career. But it is a modest uptick over past achievement, right? Like, that's why he's not really in the most improved discussion. It's his best season, but it's not anything out of whack at all with what he'd done before. And so I think it's just, you know, a really good player got a little bit better thing with him.
And what's his future? It's an interesting thing for both these guys. You would think they're important players and we're uncertain if they will be part of the whatever the long term, you know, when this team gets to a Western Conference Finals, will they be on it for various reasons? With Dylan, it was because could they do better? Might he be a piece that they're going to move in order to get the Bradley Beal type of player, whatever it is? And for Jonas, it is, well, he's limited in the end. The same reason Toronto got rid of him ultimately is to he gets played off the floor in certain situations. So will he be a part of it ultimately? What's his contractual situation, and what's it look like for Jonas going forward?
Jonas has one more year in his current contract, and Dylan has two more. Dylan's 3 years younger. This is the whole like last section of the column I wrote, but I don't know if it'll survive. It may be cut for length, and so you know we'll see. But I did sort of a future-oriented thing at the end, and I think the questions for the two players are different, most less because of the age than because of the kind of players they are. With Dylan is so versatile in theory that there's really no question about whether he can be part of the long-term future. It's just more what role he would have as part of the long-term future. Is he a two? Is he a three? Is he a starter? Is he off the bench? Like, those are the real questions. Which is not to say like he couldn't get traded, because literally anybody could get traded. Right. But there's no reason why he wouldn't be a part of the long-term future. The question about his role will be interesting depending on how the roster shifts around him and the other kind of players they bring in. I don't know if the two versus the three thing is important really with him. It's just a matter of who the other wing is. But the starting bench thing is kind of interesting. I think one thought, and it's sort of my thought too, had been that his offense might play better off the bench because he's sort of high volume, lower efficiency. But his defense really does play better in the starting lineup. If the core of his defense is not like team concept, help defense, it is I'm guarding the scorer on the other team.
Right.
Like the value of that is when you're on the floor against the top scorer on the other team. And so the level of defense he's played against elite scorers this season suggests that he should be a starter. And so maybe he's just going to be a long-term starter. That's certainly possible. With Jonas, I don't think age is really that big of an issue. One of the points I make is that this is his third season with the Grizzlies. He's the same age as Zach Randolph was in his first season with the Grizzlies. And so I think Jonas, you know, assuming he stays healthy, will be good for, you know, half a dozen more years or whatever, or could be. It's more a question of how Jaren Jackson Jr. develops and what impact that has on how the front court rotation of the team is set up and where you want to spend your money on different positions. And I think it would be very helpful for all parties involved if next season, in the last year of Valanciunas' current contract, we can get a full season of those two guys playing together. Like, there's a chance they will play. Next season technically will be the fourth season that Jaren and Jonas have been teammates. There's a chance they can play more games together next season than they have in the first three combined. And I think that would be very helpful for the Grizzlies.
They will always need a true center, right? In whatever.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It could be Xavier Tillman, though. Like, I mean, it, or some other cheaper version of Jonas Valanciunas, whatever his next deal looks like. What does Jonas's next deal look like?
I mean, it's a good question. I mean, I think the assumption is that a player of his type, as you have a contract going into your 30s, a sub all-star true center, that the contract probably declines some, or at least stays steady in a market where the contracts are going up, right? Like declines as a percentage of the cap. But he's been awesome. I really think, and I didn't put a number on it exactly, but I would argue he's been, if you were ranking all the centers in the NBA based on this season, I would have him at six. I think he's been the sixth best center in the NBA this season.
And the five ahead of him are?
Not necessarily in this order, but off the top of my head, Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, Rudy Gobert, Bam Adebayo, and Clint Capella. And you can argue Clint Capella.
Yeah. No, he's been terrific. There's also, by the way, a documentary film crew following him around from Lithuania. Is in town right now. They were at Barbecue Fest last night. So good night for Jonas to be doing what he did last night. In terms of Dylan, you said for Jonas, he's done what he's done. This was a slightly better year. For Dylan, how would you define this season?
I mean, I think his defense... His defensive identity as a go-to defender, I think, crystallized this season, and I think that's the main thing with him. I think offensively, one of the things that's been interesting, and I get into the specific numbers on this in the column, is that, I mean, he's stayed sort of a low-efficiency player over the course of the season, but the bad stuff has become a lot more rare as the season's gone on. I looked at the number of games he's had where he shot under 35% from the floor in a game. Like, I would say, I would call that like a bad game shooting, particularly bad game shooting. He did that 9 times in his first 18 games. And so for the first, you know, month and a half of the season, it was a coin flip proposition whether Dylan Brooks is going to have a terrible shooting night.
Right.
Since then, he's done it, I think, 8 times in 39 games. And so he has become the kind of games where people get upset are the games where he goes 5 of 17, right? It seems like he's missing more shots than Jonas is taking or than Ja is taking. And that stuff has gotten really rare, which is not to say he's not having a lot of, like, 42% shooting nights, which is his you know, number in the season, which is not great. But he is not having nearly as many of the hunt and miss a lot of shots games like he did early in the season.
What did you think of Jaren Jackson Jr. last night? I mean, it continues to be a little bit of an interesting puzzle to see how he is fitting in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a mixed bag. I think all of his stuff has been a mixed bag since he's come back, which is probably not surprising. I think the shot is starting to look a little bit better now. I think his rebounding, the improved rebounding has held up a little bit, even playing next to Jonas more, which I think is good to see. Obviously, just the general defense and the fouling, which is part of that, is wonky at the moment. I think moving him into the starting lineup has ultimately been good, but good not in the sense that it elevated the starting lineup, because it hasn't. It's that it's sort of it's lessened sort of the negative impacts of some of this poor play a little bit, because the starting lineup, those other four guys are so good and have been so good that it works with Jaren, and it also works with Desmond Bane, and it works with Grayson Allen, and it sort of works with all these guys. And I think where the team has had trouble, and Jaren in particular has had trouble individually, is when he's playing with these bench units. And that just has not gone well.
By the way, the story, I ignored it yesterday. It had already come out before this show. But I didn't think it was worth a whole lot of discussion, and I still don't. But I'll ask you about it anyway. The New York Post said whispers out of Memphis are the Grizzlies are not completely sold on Jaren Jackson Jr. And essentially, wouldn't it be nice if he ended up with the Knicks? Your thoughts?
I sat next to that writer and just chatted with him when he was in town for the game. And I can say that I am not one of the people who was whispering. So I don't know where the whispers came from, but it's not me.
You didn't whisper. Yeah.
I would be dead certain that the people who make decisions for the Grizzlies, your Kleinmans and Wexlers,
they're not whispering to them. No,
they're not whispering to the New York Post guy. Like, I'd be pretty certain about that. So I don't know who's whispering. It's sort of hard to talk to anybody these days. So I don't know, like, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, you really can't whisper. If you're going to talk to someone, it's got to be full, you know. No, you're not together right. enough to whisper. Yeah, okay.
It reminded me of something. Whenever these kind of stories pop up, whether it's with Grizzlies or it's with other small market teams, it reminds me of something Chris Wallace said to me back when similar stuff popped up about Rudy Gay once.
Right.
I asked him about it. And he looked at me and said, "What is this, eminent domain?" I always remember that moment whenever the stuff
pops
up.
That's a hilarious. That's a great line by Chris Wallace. Yeah, it's just like, he seems attractive. We'd like him here. Whatever. And I'm sure someone from the. I'm not saying he just invented it out of thin air. Although.
I don't doubt some of the stuff in there from a Knicks perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, it's the claim that, like, the Grizzlies are soured on Jaren. I think has no basis in anything of substance.
Right.
But the idea that the Knicks, I am sure that the Knicks are going to. I mean, they've already been too good to have a good draft pick, and they blew the top pick they had maybe with Obi Toppin. And so I have no doubt the Knicks are saying, "Hey, we're the Knicks, and you know we're William Wesley and Leon Rose, and we're gonna." Work back channels and nab players from other teams. I have no doubt that they're thinking that way. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if they're thinking that way about Jaren. He's probably not alone among other players, but that is separate from the question of, like, the Grizzlies.
Right.
And you know, whether they're going to make him some big contract offer this summer ahead of his free agency and all of that, we'll see.
Yeah. What's his situation? When does he get his next big deal? When does he get his big deal, Jaren?
Well, he has one more year left on the rookie contract next season before he would go into restricted free agency. But they can negotiate an early extension this summer. Now, that early extension would not kick in next season. It would kick in the season after. But they could go ahead and ink something this summer.
The weird thing, of course, is that almost all these, you know, high-quality rookies sign that first big contract. And one of the few examples of a productive rookie who is not was Kristaps Porzingis from the Knicks, who, for injury reasons or whatever other reasons, disconnect with the franchise, ended up getting dealt to Dallas. So it is.
Yeah,
like,
that seems to be a mutual thing
between the Knicks and Porzingis. So they're sort of imagining something like that happening here or whatever. It seemed to be largely wishful thinking.
I do think people around the league anticipate that at some point one of these guys is going to just say, no, I'm leaving. And, like, you know, I'll play on the qualifying offer in my fifth year and whatever, and I'm out of here. And someone is going to break that streak of, like, the best players always sign the second contracts. And so some people anticipate that at some point someone's going to break that. And you hope it's not with your team, it is going to happen at some point.
Well, and it's a little trickier for the Grizzlies because what is, you know, it's one thing when it's Ja, of course you're going to offer him the max, right? What do you do with Jaren? Like, it becomes a little trickier. And, like, is Jaren the kind of guy who would like to play in New York City? Absolutely, I imagine that. Obviously, his dad is assistant coach there with their G League team. He's a sophisticated guy. I suspect Jaren Jackson Jr. would like to be a Knick. And I'm not saying he's trying to get out of here at all, not in the slightest, but I can imagine he's the kind of player who'd enjoy playing in New York City. Don't you?
I think lots of players would probably enjoy playing in New York City.
Yeah. How big is – I was trying to think about this. Has there been a bigger regular season game? Just by nature of the regular season, they're not normally up or down events. Can you think of a bigger one?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Obviously, there are games – every year you make the playoffs, there's a game where you clinch a playoff spot.
Right.
But I can't think of another – and this is not a win-or-go-home. Like, that's one thing about it. I mean, they're playing for a seed in a play-in tournament. But has there been a game in the past in the regular season that was as definitive in terms of your situation.
Your two courses.
And I don't know that it has been, because the one year the Grizzlies were the eighth seed, maybe there was more than one, but the one year that matters, they were the eighth seed in 2011, that was not a, like, you get down to the final end and you win and you get in or you lose and you're out. They were the sixth seed going into the end of the season, and they tanked their way down to the eight on purpose because they wanted to play the Spurs.
Right.
And so maybe there has been.
And Hubie's first year, they got to 50. We looked this up. I remember.
And then they lost like seven.
And they
won
last four in a row heading in. So they would have had lots of opportunities to get to it. There was one year, and I don't know what year this was. Maybe you know off the top of your head. Not that you keep track of my travels or anything. When the last stretch of the season was so close that I traveled with them on a road trip because every game mattered. I went to Phoenix. I think I went to Dallas. I may have gone to L.A. because there was a road trip where everything was critical at the end. And I'm going to go back and see what – but even those, I don't think every game was up or down.
I want to say, like, the most anticipated regular season games in the past have not been of that ilk, you know, in a season playoff race. It's been more – like when the Grizzlies had gotten really hot, I know one year there was a game where they played Golden State and they were the top two teams in the NBA record wise. Because I remember Zach Lowe did a podcast on Grizzlies Warriors, and I was the Grizzlies half of the podcast and Ethan Strauss was the Warriors half. And it was basically previewing that game in a regular season.
Interesting.
The best example I can find is the 2014-15 season, when the Rockets won the division by, I believe, a game, and the Grizzlies, they would have split with them, but the Grizzlies had the better divisional record, so they would have won the division. They lost to the Clippers and Golden State on a road trip in two of the last three games of the year, but they came home and won against Indiana.
I don't know. Do you believe, well, it's going to be difficult for the Grizzlies to win this game because Golden State's playing really well. Golden State's at home.
Yeah, but difficult in like a 55-45 kind of. I mean, you know. I mean, it should be a shock if the Grizzlies win this game.
No. But among the question I was going to ask was, Golden State's playing well. Golden State's at home. Golden State, because they've been at home, is probably more rested up. Grizzlies have to fly across the country. But then there is this, you know, the NBA desperately wants Steph versus LeBron in that first play-in game. Do you believe that at all?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, just sort of across the board generally.
Me either.
I get weary of conspiracy theory stuff, and so no.
No.
I don't, that's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's a thing. They can absolutely win that game. Now, what did their history, this, they lost to the Steph-less Warriors.
I think Steph was out both of those games, if I remember correctly, but I may be wrong.
Steph,
I don't think the Grizzlies have played against Steph Curry.
Correct.
It was a home back-to-back in Memphis, and the Grizzlies split it with the Warriors team with no Steph. So we haven't seen, like, how they defend Steph. Presumably Dylan Brooks is going to get the first call. I would guess D'Anthony Melton's going to spend some time on Steph. Those are pretty good defenders if you're going to have anybody. Like, you know, I don't know, maybe abandon all hope, but, like, that's not bad guys to go to battle with defensively. And, like, Jonas will be interesting because I haven't looked to see, like, how big centers have been doing against the Warriors.
Right.
But, like, Draymond Green is still an elite defender, but he's, like, 6'8", and they don't really have great sides. And so, you know, maybe Jonas goes large.
By the way, there's news from the river that the barge traffic is everything's loosening up. The barge traffic now is going again, or is about to be going. So that's good. And the CDC says we don't have to.
The barges are taking off their masks.
And the barges are taking off the masks. We can take off our masks. So. I know the Grizzlies haven't been planning to have substantially more people for playoff games, but I do wonder what anyone's going to do now. And with you know, the county had already, I mean, they'd already changed their order as of tomorrow about, you know, various things. But now that the CDC has basically said if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask anywhere. Of course, the challenge here is who the hell knows who's vaccinated?
Yeah, right. We're not asking people to show their cards. I mean, I'm in favor of that, obviously, in theory, the idea of, like, because, I mean, I'm vaccinated. I don't feel like I need a mask most of the time. So, like, I'm happy to get some official, you know, thumbs up to, like, take it off. But, like, how do we know that you know, we don't know? And the other thing about this is that it's not like everyone who is eligible for a vaccine should just go get a vaccine. Like, I'm clearly not everyone is eligible for a vaccine. My youngest is 11. He is not eligible for a vaccine. And I know the odds of him getting COVID and getting sick from it are pretty small, but, like, they're not zero. And so, like, everyone go get a damn vaccine.
Everyone go get a damn. It is amazing that basically, what did I say the number was yesterday, Jeffrey? 40% of Tennessee has been vaccinated. That's it. So less than 40% of Tennessee has been fully vaccinated, which is staggering. But that's where we are. So, all right, Chris, we will talk to you about all of this fun and games on Monday. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Go get vaccinated and then go to Cooper Systems. You can go to Cooper Systems vaccinated or not, I'll be honest. They have curbside service at Cooper Systems. You can call them and discuss what you need at Cooper Systems. The reasons to go, though, are the same regardless. And they are, one, fabulous merchandise, Apple, Dell, Lenovo, everything you could possibly want, for less money than you would play other places. Like, that's kind of the beginning and the end for me right there. Like, why would I go somewhere else? But the second reason is service. If you have a issue with your computer, if you crack a screen, if you got a power supply issue, if you got virus, whatever it is, and you're thinking, oh no, what do I do now? I mean, the truth of the matter is, it is such a pain to get a computer fixed a lot of times that you think, all right, I'll just go buy a new computer. Well, you don't have to, because at Cooper Systems, they have the technicians right there on staff, right there on site. So you can go to Cooper Systems, located in the Mount Moriah Office Park, drop off your machine. They will take it. The folks will work on it right there. They'll fix you up and you'll be back operating in no time. So whether you're buying a new computer, while you're buying a new printer, whether you're getting a new gaming system, whatever it is, or whether you're having your computer repaired, Cooper Systems is the place to go. 360-9679, 360-9679, located in the Mount Moriah Office Park. So, Jeffrey, I have a story about a Memphis Grizzlies basketball player who was a hero. A hero. yesterday, not on the court, away from the court, throwing down his life for one of my dogs.
Mm.
How about that?
I can't wait to hear.
Do you have any guess?
I mean, I saw what you tweeted this morning, so I have a guess.
Wait. What I tweeted this
You said the name of one of the puppies.
That's not it, though.
Ah.
No, that was in response. Someone said, you got to rename one of the puppies. And so I said, okay, fine. And it seemed like a Jonas-looking puppy. Like, I'm only going to have him for 2 more weeks. I'll name him. It doesn't matter. Like, not a whole lot. It's not a long-term contract, mm-hmm. but I'm naming a puppy Jonas. There was a Memphis Grizzly who was petting my dogs yesterday, met my dogs yesterday, and did something really gallant to help protect one of my dogs yesterday. I will tell you about that. We'll do it in the context of a Believe It or Not. We'll play a nice, lively game of Believe It or Not to liven up the week. We'll do that coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 to its signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease. Soul, $179 a month lease. K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte, ME358110, MSRP 20,590. Soul, M777-6411, MSRP 21960. K5, MG005197, MSRP 26170. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 531-2021. Dealer stock only.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
I have so many people tell me they hear my ads on this station and that they want to know if I'm really as bad a golfer as everyone says. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. And yes, I hate to say I am. I wish I were in my 90s because I could then tell people I shoot my age. But being a bad golfer is not terrible because I devote so much of my time to selling homes to keep my clients happy. Over the many years in the real estate business, I developed a highly successful strategic marketing program, not merely a listing program. Using preparation, presentation, and proper pricing, it works. If you're thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. Shell Dunn, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Oh, yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
Odyssey has all the podcasts you crave, including Exit Scam, a new true crime podcast. When Gerald Cotton, the founder of Canada's biggest Bitcoin exchange, died under mysterious circumstances in India, $215 million in his customers' accounts was frozen forever, all because he'd forgotten to leave behind his passwords. Or at least that's what those customers were told. Listen to Exit Scam episodes a week ahead, exclusively on the Odyssey app. Get all your podcasts, music, news, and sports on Odyssey.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Coming to you from the Triumph Bank Studios, which gives me great pride in my heart that we're coming to you from the Triumph Bank Studios, because it's a fabulous place. Didn't really realize that banking could be different. I really didn't. I just moved to Memphis 25 years ago, and there's the bank. You know, I looked up in the air and saw signs, and that's a bank. Need a checking account. And that was my relationship with my bank for a long time. Changed names, all that, whatever. I didn't know bankers could, like, it could be a service industry. I guess it was once. And it is still at Triumph Bank. Whether you're refinancing, as my boss Dan Barron did, he's refinanced before. After he refinanced with Triumph, he wrote me, said, man, I didn't know it could be like that fabulous. Whether you're getting a small business loan, whether you're setting up a bank account for your kid for the first time, whatever it is, Triumph Bank is investing in the community, making banking easy for you. We will play a quick game of Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
Before the show, before the break, I was discussing the hero who emerged from the Memphis Grizzlies in connection with my own canines, my own personal canines. So I say to you, Jeffrey, that hero, this is the Believe It or Not.
Believe it or not.
That hero is Killian Tilly.
Believe it or not.
I believe it because I have no reason not to believe it.
No, it's not Killian Tilly. It wasn't Killian Tilly. No, I just made that up. Let me tell you this story. So, I have various people who help me with my dogs, right?
Yes. It is more than a one human being operation.
I have 10 dogs, okay? And 7 of them are 6 weeks old tomorrow. So the old dogs
happy
get,
birthday?
The old dogs get neglected. And so I have one friend who takes them for occasional walks and scooped up my 3 big dogs yesterday and took them to the Shelby Farms dog park.
Mm.
And so afterwards, I texted her. She returned them. I said, how'd it go? Oh, she said it was great. They had a great time. She said, we kind of got into it, though. There was this pit bull. And this is not to disparage pit bulls, because no. I have known some lovely, lovely pit bulls. They get a bad name. There's some fabulous pit bulls in this world. Sweet, really lovable, cute as hell, too, in their own little
loyal
ugly kind of a way. Loyal dogs. But she said there was this pit bull that was bothering Willow. And Willow kind of, like, get away from my crotch, said, like, after the third time. Mm-hmm. This woman said that she kind of went over to the pit bull and, like, kind of pulled her away from Willow. And across, you know, those ponds at the Shelby yep. Farms thing? Like, on the other side of the pond, some guy started yelling, don't touch my dog! Okay? And she said, but this really nice couple that was with me, the guy said, don't worry, I got your back.
Love it.
I said, really? That's really nice. I said,
that's exactly what you want to hear in that situation.
I said, that's great. That this nice young man said, don't worry, I got your back, as this other person was saying threatening things from across the pond. I said, that's great. She said, yeah. And do not interject the answer here yet till we get to the thrilling conclusion, because you may know what I'm about to say. She said, yeah, it's funny. She said, like, I walked with this couple for a long time. They have a Bernedoodle. And it's really cute. And now, of course, as a Bernese Mountain Dog owner, don't fully approve of Bernedoodles or any doodles, as you know. But I don't hold it against the dog. And
It's not his or her fault.
Not his or her fault. She said, yeah, as a Bernedoodle owner, and this nice young couple helped me, you know, whatever. And I said, huh, that's interesting. And then something occurred to me. I said, really? What did they look like? And she said, well, he was kind of tall. And I said, huh. Did he have dark hair? She said, yeah, he had dark hair. And I said, I was kind of on a roll now. I said, and was the woman cute? And now, mind you, I have no idea if the woman was cute. I was just imagining she probably would be.
You're doing the math.
Given the theory that I was, with the threads that I was pulling on now, right? And she said, oh, yeah, no, she was, she actually said she was smoking hot. She said it, objectifying, like I didn't. And I said, really? I said, let me send you a picture and tell me if this is, in fact, the hero who said, I got your back. And I sent her a picture of a Memphis Grizzly. And she said, that's him. It was Grayson Allen.
Oh, he has a Bernedoodle.
He owns a Bernedoodle. Grayson Allen and his significant other were walking along. And the truth of the matter is, his significant other has an Instagram account. And there's a video of Grayson and my dogs, like, walking along in Shelby Farms. And so there you go. But here's the point.
Grayson's girlfriend's
hot? No, that's not the point. You don't, you're missing the story. The point is, at this critical moment when she was in jeopardy, Grayson Allen stood up and said, I got your back.
I got your six.
And he's injured, for God's sake.
Yes.
So, anyway, shout out to Grayson Allen. There's video out there of his dog who's named Teddy. Teddy playing with Gus. Really should get them together on play dates in the future. Anyway,
To set your dog up.
I'm trying to. Well, no, just for play dates.
You just want your dog to have famous friends.
No, Gus doesn't not need famous friends. Gus has his own fame. Don't be trying that on me. Let's be honest. Memphis dogs. Gus more famous than Teddy.
Probably, yeah. I would say.
I'd say so. So, all right. Secondly, Grizzlies are going to beat the Golden State Warriors Sunday.
Believe it or not.
I don't
believe it. They're certainly capable of. By the way, Harrington just batted away the whole. All this, like, Jason and John sit here, and they 100% believe that the NBA is not going to allow the Grizzlies to win that game. Not in any sense of sending a memo, but it is embedded in the officials that they will make calls against the Grizzlies because of everything. Harrington, like, you're bringing up with him. He said, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. No.
Yeah, I'm closer to Harrington. Like, in the end, the NBA's biggest business problem they could possibly have is if they don't have a competitive league, then you're not any different than professional wrestling.
Is like, there some subconscious?
I mean, I do think stars get calls, but I'm
home teams get calls and stars get
yeah,
calls.
Like. I do acknowledge that.
No one, they're not thinking Lakers.
I don't think there's some memo.
No one's thinking Lakers. Let's be honest. I don't think if it ends up being that Portland is the team you're playing in the play-in game, which could still happen, right? It could still happen that Portland finishes seventh. And so then it would not be a Steph LeBron game that you would be ruining, right? It would be a Steph Lillard game.
Correct.
So it's not the same. The calls in the Memphis Golden State game will be no different.
Yeah,
they may get calls because it's Steph, and they may get calls because it's home.
Well, the problem is, anytime anything's going to get called, everyone's going to think that. Like, in the end, Dylan Brooks is probably going to have a lot of fouls. You know why? Dylan Brooks leads the NBA in fouls. Like,
you know who else is going to get in foul trouble? Jaren.
Probably Jaren.
I suspect Jaren is going to get
just
in foul trouble.
We're just playing the numbers.
We're just playing the numbers here. But here's the truth. Can the Grizzlies win? I just saw them beat Dallas by 30 points.
Yes.
Of course they can win that game. Will they win that game? I got no idea. I think it's 55. I think it's like
if you made me guess, 58%.
I would 58%.
If I'm just having to pick the winner, I would pick Golden State. But if you want some encouragement for the Grizzlies have a better record against teams above 500 than even the Warriors do. The Grizzlies 19-24 against teams above 500.
You're saying take it to the bank.
Teams above 500 for the Warriors 14-20. I mean, really what it's going to come down to, I think everyone is the most telling statistic for the Grizzlies in terms of whether or not they win or lose, it always boils down to field goal percentage. They have a higher field goal percentage than their opponent. They're 30-5 this year. So basically what it boils down to is you got to – Steph can be Steph, but you got to limit everyone else.
Do you have further thoughts on
conspiracy?
Both Jason and John thought this game was not as big as Memphis versus Houston, certainly the second time they played.
I just, in general, I think it's the nature of college basketball versus the NBA. Like, in the NBA, it really doesn't matter. Like, we don't care about strength of schedule or
but
resume
this particular
win.
This particular game, though, in the NBA, games are just games. They stack up
exactly.
And whatever else. But this game is a different game. This game has a direct, either you are either eighth or ninth. And so that's why it feels bigger than
every,
the average regular season. It is bigger than the average regular season game.
I think it is. I think they are correct in that it's not as big as the semifinal game was, the AAC semifinal Houston game. But I do think it's every bit as big or bigger than the first Houston game on the road.
Now,
game also had added drama in that, you know, all the riffraff around it and the game getting moved and whatnot. Like, there was added heightened drama. But really what it boils down to is every game against Houston just felt big because the Tigers need resume games. And the NBA, that just doesn't work that way.
You could beat up a grizzly bear.
Believe it or not.
No. I mean, we're talking a live one, correct?
Yeah.
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 I'm even pretty confident I could not beat up a dead grizzly bear.
So, this is, of course, courtesy of Ron Olson.
Yes,
you knew
of course.
That, right. So, Ron Olson, 1,200 Americans were asked what animals they think they could beat in a fight. Okay. And he was surprised that 6% thought they could beat up a bear. I think that's a pretty. It's just the lunatic fringe, right?
Right.
Nobody thinks they can beat up a bear.
But what I would like to know is, are those 6% people insane, or are those like the 6% people that are like the Bear Grylluses of the world and think that they could tactically...
I think it's people who think, yeah, well, if I hit it the right way. I think they I don't think they're
so
insane.
The insane
so I think
ones.
There's... I think they're...
The misguided ones. Okay, yes.
But that's such a
but
small
in general,
number. Like,
you are 100%.
Basically, 94% of Americans agree that they can't beat up a bear. That's, I think...
6% also feels like it includes like a plus minus margin of people joking.
So, so what percent of people, let me give you another animal and
all
you
right.
tell me what percent, a lion could beat up a lion.
10?
8. 8%.
Okay.
Is a lion easier to take down than a bear?
I mean, it just doesn't weigh as much. But I mean,
yeah,
it's
but
definitely,
it's got, doesn't it?
It's probably more athletic.
I think it's more athletic, which I'd rather take on a bear than a grizzly. I mean, than a lion.
Because you think you could outrun
it?
I had
no freaking shot against a lion.
See, I think I got no shot either way, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Let me rephrase it.
Elephant.
I know I've got no shot.
Elephant.
Oh, my God.
What does that even mean to beat up an elephant? Like, the elephant may not want to crush you, but you can't take down an elephant.
No.
What are you going to do to it? 8% said they can beat up an elephant. Same number.
Who are these people?
Because it's just, but the fact is, it's such a small number. You're always going to get that percent. You know,
right?
8% thinks that the moon is made of green cheese. You know, so gorilla.
Oh God, this feels higher, like 15.
No, still 8%.
Okay,
crocodile. It should be honestly. It's only 9%. I think a crocodile. There you see people wrestling crocodiles. You see people wrestling crocodiles, right? There's video of people.
Sure.
Holding the
thing
together,
a TV show.
Whatever. Yeah, there's no video of people wrestling lions.
Correct. There's not the bear hunter.
Right. There's not video of people wrestling elephants.
Correct.
So crocodile should be higher. It should be more like 15% think they should beat a crocodile, but we're still down at 9%. 12% wolf. Okay, let's go with something practical.
All right.
A large dog. What percent? Well, first of all, do you think you could, a large dog, you're fighting a large dog.
Yeah.
And it's a fight to the death.
I think I probably win, right? I mean, like, in the end, like, that's why we have, like, humane treatment of them is because...
Well, no. But yes, but you don't get a gun or a club or... It's just you and the dog.
I mean, eventually what it boils down to is, can you choke it out?
This is ridiculous. Can you choke out the dog?
You asked the question.
But here's the funny thing. Only 23... There you are. You think you could take down a large dog. Only 23% of us
what
do.
What are we talking, a lab? We talking a bull mastiff? I mean,
we're talking a big... Yeah, it can be a lab. I mean, that's so stupid. The lab would never.
I would never. Yeah,
well, we'll say some kind of a mastiff thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think yes, I think you could probably check it out.
But then only 14 think they could beat up a kangaroo. Kangaroo doesn't have much.
Yeah, but the kangaroo's got the exotic factor, and you don't know. Like, there's the unknown with a kangaroo. Like, what, does this thing have magical powers? I don't know.
And an eagle.
Birds are mean, but yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, they can escape. Like,
yeah,
fly after them. But if it's going to stay there and fight me,
yeah, I feel pretty
good. I would ultimately take the eagle.
I feel pretty good.
But only
30%
think they could take the eagle.
Yeah, if it can't fly away, I've got a shoe.
But the real question is, can Steph beat up a grizzly?
That's we're going to find out on Sunday.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Back in a moment with One Story Went for Jeff Cockinger, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You looking for a ride equipped with family fun for everyone? We got it at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike during the Jeep Freedom Days and Memorial Day sales event. 2021 Jeep Renegade Sport, $23,990 or $299 a month. 2021 Dodge Charger XST, $31,110 or $399 a month. 2021 Jeep Wrangler Sport, $335 a month, and 2021 Fiat 500X Pop all-wheel drive, $24,490 or $329 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1900 Covington Pike, or shop online GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
Almost financed through Chrysler, 75 months at 4.15% APR, 500X MP 8982 MSRP 27885, Renegade MPM 44788 MSRP 26240, Charger SXT MH 561998 MSRP 33110, Wrangler MW 725203 MSRP 33610 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax on license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/21 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients, but my best one yet, Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines. And covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's 0 fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Score a major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and you can win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on either the Grizzlies or the Kings. And if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on the basketball or the hockey playoffs, or you're wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Kings and either team hits a three. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Are you ready to earn extra income and start living again? Plan a vacation, pay off your car note, finish those house repairs? Join the Marcos Pizza Delivery Team. We pay the highest in total compensation for delivery drivers and receive a $100 bonus after working 100 hours. Take home cash nightly, full or part-time, time with flexible hours. We're handing out earned stimulus checks twice a month. Apply in person at any Mid-South area Marco's Pizza, including North Mississippi, or online at marcos.com.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day, and all my homies going to ride today.
That's right.
And
all right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Oh, you know what you should do this weekend? Get to Bounty. Get to
weather
Bounty.
Looks great.
You don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. The weather looks spectacular. The key lime pie is going to be more delicious than ever. Get together with your friends. Have some delicious wine. Maybe the fried oysters. Maybe the Moroccan ribs.
Mm.
Maybe the you go with the Brussels.
Oh, yeah.
The lamb shank. Gary was just there last weekend. Bounty on Broad is absolutely one of the best restaurants in Memphis. Phone number is 410-8131. 410-8131. I mean, like, we can't wait to travel, right? That's another. Can't wait to get out of it. But they like to get out of the house to sit down, to have a fabulous dinner with friends. Like, there's nothing that's more joyous and normal than that. And there's no place that's better than Bounty on Broad. 2519 Broad Avenue. Again, 410-8131. They also have a tremendous brunch on Sunday. I was going to get to the one story I've been waiting for.
Sadly, we don't have.
Okay, well, let me tell someone one thing. On my dogs playing with Grayson Allen's dog,
mm-hmm.
You've confirmed it on Instagram?
My wife has confirmed. Yes, I'm not sure if indeed your dog is more famous than their dogs.
Well, so it turns out, so
Morgan Reed is
Morgan
the name.
Morgan Reed is the woman who was, and I don't like mean to be like anyone's business, but she's got how many followers?
Very quiet, 226,000.
She has 226,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
And so if you go look at Morgan Reed on Instagram, you see
according
Grayson
to Aaliyah,
Allen's dog, Teddy.
Yes, playing with your dogs on the story is what Aaliyah said.
And let me ask you this. Who's cuter, Gus or Teddy?
Gus brings the noise. I don't like the doodle fur. I don't like
Gus is cuter.
Yes.
I mean, I appreciate them throwing down their life for my dog.
For sure.
And let's be honest, they're using the fame of my dog.
Exactly.
To try
yes.
to boost their
yeah,
Instagram.
It was definitely a pit play
no,
there.
No, I just thought it's great. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was great. Go look at her. It's Morgan Reed. Go look at her Instagram mm-hmm. account. See my dog's playing with Grayson Allen's dog. The world's a small world.
No, Grayson's Allen dog playing with your dog.
Playing with my dog
there you go.
At Shelby Farms
mm-hmm.
Dog Park. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They will be joined by Joe Theismann at 1:25. Blake Topmeyer going to join us at 2:30. Dan Wolkin joins GP at 4:20. Jeff at 5 o'clock. Pre-game tonight, 7:30. Tip-off at 8 o'clock.
You going to watch?
Eric. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets boring, I'll flip it off and not care.
It'd be fun. You know, it's the pleasure. It's like an exhibition game.
Exactly.
It's why I love preseason games in the NFL. Same thing. All right, we got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday to talk about it all. For now, our work is done.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
and Odyssey Station.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling service,